Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I'll bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
Me and my dad and my mom, we've kind of plan this, you know, if that makes sense. This has always kind of been the goal since day one. I was at my mom's house yesterday, and we were going through some of our school project, one of my school projects from middle school, and it was either middle school or elementary school. It's the first time I started writing in cursive, whatever age that was. Hopefully it was elementary school, not middle school, for anybody judging me. But I had wrote that my goal was to make it to the NFL and be able to take care of my parents. And they're just, my dad is, and my mom are just my people, you know, and I'm very grateful for them. And, you know, my dad's not here, but I'm very excited to take care of my mom. Cause I had an amazing childhood, man. And, I'm just so proud of the way I was raised and how I was raised and my upbringing, and to be able to give back to my mom. I wish I could give back to my dad and, you know, go fishing with him and everything, but to be able to give back to my mom and my family means the world.
That is from the heart. He's everything you want with a player on a team that you root for. Forget the wins and losses of the team. Frank Ragnow is who you want to cheer for. That's the American dream, man. You're in, what do you say, middle school, elementary school with the, you want to take care of your family? That's your dream? And he's there, $14 million a year, highest paid center in the NFL, and well-deserved. And part of a foundation with the addition of Penei Sewell at pick number 7, that the Lions are setting up something that really could be special. Maybe sooner than later. Lomas Brown is a former Lions offensive lineman. And Lomas, I don't know if you had heard that audio before that or just heard it, but man, the pure emotion from Ragnow was touching.
You know, Huge, I'm glad you played that piece because, you know, some people just think athletes are just these players that are just greedy and money hungry and, you know, selfish players. And, you know, to hear Frank say that, and, you know, now he has the opportunity to take care of his mom, take care of his family. That's all you ever want to be able to do as a professional athlete when you make it there. You want to be able to take care of the people that helped you get there. And, you know, set aside all the other things and, you know, all the frivolous things that people talk about. It's all about the people that helped you get to that point. And, man, I'm just so proud of that young man. And he's going to have a terrific career. And that won't be the last contract that he signs. It really won't be because of the type of person he is, but because of the type of player he is. And, man, I'm happy. I'm so happy for Frank. He deserves it. And you're right, man. They're building something special over there. And it's guys like that that's going to help set the foundation for years and years to come.
Yeah, it's amazing. In the last week, the two biggest stories connected to the Lions, outside of Kerryon Johnson, who, by the way, was waived and picked up by the Eagles today. We'll talk on that later. But drafting Sewell, an offensive lineman out of Oregon, a beast who's still young, to set up your future on the O-line, and then reward Ragnow for his hard work a week later, it really says where the Lions are going.
Yeah. Look, my motto for the offensive line is overworked and underappreciated. That's been our motto for years and years, man. And you are, and I think Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, they set the tone. You see what happened to Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl when he didn't have his offensive line. He was running for his life. And that just shows the importance of having a good offensive line in front of these skilled athletes. If you don't have the foundation, meaning that offensive line in front and intact, it don't matter who you got back there. And it's been proven time and time and time again. And I just appreciate organizations that appreciate the guys up front, because that is where it starts and stops at, with the big guys that put their hands in the dirt.
And Sewell now, man, you go down that line. They were a top 12, 13 offensive line last year at, 5-11. And now you add Sewell to that. I think they move into a top 7 offensive line in the league. Goff is a taller quarterback, so with time to throw, he's going to be better. Their offensive weapons are there. I know their wide receivers aren't going to the Pro Bowl, but Hockenson and Swift will get more balls thrown to him out of the backfield. You're going to see more of what San Diego did in throwing the ball. That's what I heard from, I think, Tim 20man at DetroitLions.com on his Twitter feed. So I don't think they're going to be as bad as everybody says. This is a full rebuild on defense, Lomas, but this is not a 2-14, 3-13 team that's going to take major steps backwards. I don't believe that.
Well, that's where your biggest question mark is, Hughes, is on the defensive side of the ball. I think you solidified on the offensive side of the ball. Yeah, you may not have that burner at the receiver position, but I think you're solidified with the way they built this offense on that side of the ball. The defense is the question mark. That's going to be where I think what determines what type of team that the Lions are going to have, whether they're going to be a 2-3-4-win team, or whether they're going to be in the upper echelon of the teams, is how they respond, how they play defense. But I do know that having this good offense can help eliminate some of the holes on the defensive side of the ball, because like I said before, if you could keep opposing offenses and quarterbacks on the sidelines for these opposing teams, then you don't have to worry about the defense being out there and being scored upon. So you could tell the approach that the Lions, Dan Campbell, this organization wants is control the ball, keep these talented offenses on the sideline and stuff, and really just put up points when you get in the red zone, when it's crunch time, when you need that 1 yard, you got somebody that you can go get it with.
Your thoughts on the release of Kerryon Johnson, and as I mentioned earlier in our conversation, quickly picked up by the Eagles, who are looking for running back depth, and he just wasn't going to be a player in this offense with the addition of Williams, and Swift will have more of a almost every down back role.
Yeah, I mean, again, and look, man, like I tweeted out when they released Kerryon, he's a Lion for life. You know, he is a Lion for life. I wish him nothing but the best of luck. But, you know, you can kind of just see where things were going with them drafting the running back in the draft this year and everything. You know, it's just it's a numbers game. That's what the NFL comes down to sometimes, is the numbers aren't right. So it's a numbers game, too. I'm sorry that Kerryon was, you know, on the outside looking in. But like I say, as an alumni of the Lions, he is a Lion for life, and I wish him nothing but the best. And you're right, DeAndre Swift, he's the man. That's what the Lions are saying to DeAndre. You are the man. You're going to carry this role. What happens, a lot of what happens this year is on your shoulders. So, you know, we'll see how the young fellow in his second year responds to that. But, hey, man, like I say, I wish Kerryon nothing but the best of luck.
Former Lions offensive lineman Lomas Brown, also part of the Lions Radio Network with Dan Miller, joining us on the Meyer guest line. And when you look at this team and you think about that defense, and I agree with you, we don't know what they're going to be, but I think they're going to have better coaching with Glenn and Campbell and just the culture that is being built right now with this toughness. That when I look at the Lions and their work to do yet, what would you point to key areas and on the defensive side of the ball that need strong work now until the season starts to surprise people in the fall?
I think it's going to be the linebacker position. I really do.
I
just think that might be the weakest part of the defense right now. I think you solidified and you added depth to the defensive line. I think Jeff Okuda is going to be the question mark back in the secondary, whether he can become that shutdown corner or a corner similar to what we had in Darius Slay I'm looking for Tracy Walker to have a breakthrough year this year and bounce back from the year he had last year. I just have to look at the linebacker position because, again, and I'm looking at it from the standpoint of what offenses do to us, Huge, meaning they use the tight end well against us. Will we be able to cover opposing tight ends? They like to get their guys out of space. Can we tackle? Can our guys come up and make the tackle when they have to instead of giving the opposing offenses yards after the catch? Those are little things that you expect out of your linebacker position. And I do think with the addition of what we did up front on the defensive line, it should be able to help those guys on the second level at the linebacker position. But if I have to say one position on that defense that I'm going to look at hard and see how it improves and see how, you know, they progress through the season, it's going to be the linebackers for the Detroit Lions.
His name is Lomas Brown, part of the Lions Radio Network with Dan Miller, former Lions and Super Bowl champion with the Buccaneers lineman, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Lomas, so cool to catch up, man. I'm excited. Holmes, Campbell, the assistant coaches, the coordinators, ownership. I've never been on this run where I agree with everything the Lions front office and coaching staff are doing. I'm serious.
I have too, Huge. And, hey, let's give a big hand to Chris Spielman.
Yes.
What he's been doing and the influence that he brought up there, too. So I'm looking forward to this season. Hopefully we'll have some great games to call, me and Dan.
We love you, Lomas. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
Take care, Huge. You too.
All right, you're starting to get crazy on Twitter. Be careful.
Okay. I will, my man.
I'm just joking. I love it, man. You and Herman Moore going back and forth, man. I feel like, where's Barry running between you guys?
Yeah. It's going to be fun, Huge. It's going to be
They're
fun.
Coming. They're going to be a dynasty, man. It's going to happen. Thank you, Lomas. We love you.